You're listening to Pirate Cat Radio, KPCR 92.9 FM in Los Gatos, KMRT 101.9 FM in Santa Cruz, and KVBE 91.1 FM in Portland. You're listening to Annoyed with Susan Maletta. That's me. Hey, pal. Welcome back. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here. If it's your first time, welcome to your first experience with Annoyed, where I talk about all the things that piss me off on the regular basis. So I've got some topics tonight, got an article for you tonight. I hope you're doing well on this fine Tuesday evening or whenever it is you're listening to the show. I don't know if you downloaded it and you're listening to it on the toilet. Or in the car. Hopefully you're in the car or laying down so you could relax and enjoy the soothing sounds of me describing what pisses me off every day. But you know what? I haven't really been pissed off or annoyed too much lately. I mean, that's probably not true. I get annoyed pretty regularly. But I also have happy days, happy moments, happy times. Especially when my cats are around. Right, Brennan? Come here, Brennan. You're my co-host. Come here. Come closer to me. Come closer to me. So, yeah, I mean, Brennan, my cat, is a great cure for all that ails me. And it's just, he's great for stress. He's great for sadness. He's great even when you're in a good mood or in a bad mood. And he just makes me laugh so much. Cats are just everything to me. They're wonderful. But I've got a few topics, and one of them is I've been trying to exercise, and it's just so I don't know when I'm going to find this enjoyable. I don't think I am. I have an article about how to find it, how to enjoy it. I forgot what the article is called. Something about how to make it fun or whatever. It's just these are, you know, probably stuff we've already heard before. Should have turned those phone notifications off. You know, it's just a kind of an old subject, how to make exercise fun, you know. We probably know how it's going to go. Let me turn this off. This is so unprofessional. It's been a crazy week. Okay, Brennan came closer to me. Now my life is fine. Hi, Brennan. So exercise is one of the topics. I'm also going to have to rant a little bit about my storage unit situation because that's still an issue and still a problem for me, causing me a lot of agitation and annoyance. Annoyed with myself, but I am making some progress, so we'll check in on that. Another thing that's been annoying me is another common issue for people, aging. So aging is just getting annoying. I'm slowing down, it seems. In my day-to-day activities, I'm really feeling it, and I just look in the mirror, and I'm like, who the heck are you? Oh, hello, Nick Nolte. Or Gary, who is it? What's his name? Gary Busey. That's who I look like in the morning. I'm telling you, it's not okay. So there's that. And I have been okay. Well, we'll get to that one later. And then let's see what else. I've been taking odd jobs. I am gonna go back to tech. I am, but I'm just taking a break. Doing odd jobs. I just want to do something different. Something that's not stressful. But you know what? It just doesn't pay enough. These jobs don't pay enough. I don't know how people live on minimum wage. I just don't get it. Some of these jobs are just so low paying that I'm taking, and it's just, it's on purpose, okay? I could get something stressful and high paying, but I just need a break. I've been in tech for, I can't tell you, I mean, many, many, many years. Well, because I got old all of a sudden. Over time, but still, it felt like it was sudden. And all of a sudden,
Well, I became a senior citizen.
I don't know when you're a senior. I don't, maybe I'm not a senior yet. I feel like a senior. So that's what's... There's different categories of seniors. I mean, I think, like, sometimes you get, like, a bunch of discounts when you're 55, but then, like, actual retirement age. Oh, I should know that. But what is it, 62? I don't remember. I don't know. Should be right now. But it's not. Because I don't have my retirement situated. I need to, like, I need to get rich. That's what I need to do. So there's that. So I'm taking these side jobs because I need extra money. I have way too many bills and expenses. And I got used to a certain lifestyle working in tech with that, with those big paychecks. And so it is very hard to take a... It's hard, but it's fun to take an odd job. And there are some random odd jobs that I'm considering. But it's just not going to pay the bills, so I can't. I can't. But there's, like, this thing where you could teach English to anyone in the world online. And you can set your own, you know, price. And it's, you know, if you have a degree like I do, you can... I'm not trying to brag. I'm just saying... I'm just being honest that you can make more money if you have a degree doing this. And all it is phone calls. They call you. You set up a profile. I got to do this. I just learned about it. You set up a profile. And you, people call you. I hope they don't need my regular phone number. I don't want all these people having my regular phone number. Hopefully it's a Zoom or something. Can you imagine all these people all over the world having your direct personal phone number in their time zones calling you trying to speak English? So they just call you. They call you and then you pick up and then you start getting paid. You get paid. You don't get paid much. But, like, instead of, like, I was thinking, instead of just, like, doom scrolling on TikTok like I do, man, an hour or two will go by real easy. Why don't I just work on one of these apps where I teach English? And it's in, and the more Americanized English, you know, you can't have English as a second language. It has to be your first language. American English is a sought after skill all over the world. So, they'll take one picture, they'll take one look at my picture and know that I only speak English. And, so they have an app for kids. You could teach kids, you could teach adults. And the kids one, there's actually a script, I think, that you get paid a little more, but there's a script that you can read with slides, I think. And then I think I could introduce my comedic abilities doing, like, you know, you're teaching them, you know, this is a dog. Woof, woof. I could, like, go crazy on doing... I mean, I didn't give you the example there. I'm just telling you that I can do voices and impressions. And I think, you know, I'd have fun. And it'd be meaningful. I'd be helping kids and adults. So I'll try both and tell you how it goes. But, yeah, it's crap money. But what am I doing? I'm laying there helping someone speak English, you know, helping people communicate. And I know that might be rewarding and fun. And actually, when I was in college, I did, I taught a class. I would teach these classes after school. I would tutor, but it was like teaching because I'd be group tutoring. And I'd have like six college kids. And, I would be that could barely speak English. And I would teach English as a second language skills to them at San Jose State University. It was my job after school. So it's not like I'm new here. Oh my God. I don't know why I haven't been doing it. Well, because the pay is crap. Let's not forget. But again, what if two, 3 hours go by? I'll make a whole $4. No, it's like, I think you can make, it's like either, this is really bad, it's like $10 or $12 an hour or something like that. It's not even minimum wage, but you're just laying on your butt. You're honestly, at any time of day, you don't have to, you answer when you want to. Wouldn't that sound fun? I think you should try it too. But you have to be native English speaker. And I don't know. I don't make up the rules. And maybe those aren't the rules. I just heard those were the rules. Okay? So don't go by what I said. I haven't even made a profile yet. I don't know anything. So the job, the odd jobs are fun. And I took a farm work. Once a week, I pack produce right now. These are just things I'm doing between jobs because I'm just having fun. I live in Half Moon Bay, which is right by the beach. I'm very lucky, except for my tweaker neighbors. That's another problem. And I was talking crap, as I sometimes tend to do, which can get me in trouble, because I'm tired of these tweakers. Okay? I'm tired of them. I guess this is another subject I have tonight. So anyway, this one lady tweaker neighbor, she just will go outside and just yell at the world or God or traffic. Okay? She'll just start yelling at I don't know what. Her imaginary friend. Okay? Or actually, it's usually an imaginary enemy. So apparently now I'm the real enemy that they have, because so I was just annoyed. I'm walking with the maintenance guy, and I'm outside with the maintenance guy. We're walking, and walking and talking. I was doing most of the talking, and I hear her. At least I was talking to somebody. So she's out there, and I see her just screaming at the world. Or whatever. It looked like she was screaming at a car, but there was nobody in the car. And I said to the maintenance guy, I go, "Welcome to Tweaker City. Another beautiful day." I said something like that. "Another beautiful day in Tweaker City." And then guess what? Apparently I said it too loud, because I'm louder than I think. I'm louder than I think I am. Which also, by the way, means I should never get mad at loud people. Even tweaker lady. I'm not gonna swear. I was gonna call her tweaker B, the B word. So when I say tweaker lady, you know that I mean tweaker B word. Okay? So I go, So her husband or whatever boyfriend comes out. Apparently his window was open and I didn't know it, and I didn't know how loud I was. So she was farther enough. She was far enough away that I knew she wasn't going to hear me say it. Her tweaker man heard me say it. And he comes out of his apartment. And he goes, "I heard what you said. I can hear you." And I'm like, "Well, you know what? I wasn't talking to you." And he goes, something like, "Doesn't matter. I heard what you said. I heard you." And I go, "Well, you don't know who I was talking about, so don't even worry about it." And he just got quiet. Something like that. I said, "I'm not talking to you, and you don't know who I'm talking about." Whew, so yeah, we'll see what they do to my vehicle. We'll see what they do to my vehicle. I'm going to get in my vehicle. It's going to explode tomorrow morning. Some tweaker is going to be tweaking with my vehicle or my property or my belongings. I don't know. But something's coming to me. So that's kind of scary. Because you can't trust a tweaker. And I don't know I hate tweakers, by the way. I don't know if you could tell. And one other thing I just don't get about tweakers is they all sound like they're gargling gravel. Like, they're so hoarse. They're always just raspy, like, they're always growling. It's like, am I wrong? I'm not wrong. Tell me one tweaker that you know that doesn't growl or like has a hoarse voice, and they just like, they pretty much growl at you. So that's fun. Maybe it's because when they're like smoking their meth, it makes their it probably screws up their vocal cords, wouldn't you think? And you know what? Just like probably why my voice is so low sometimes is probably because I smoke weed. Maybe. You know? Any smoking is not going to be good for your vocal cords or your lungs and your health in general. I mean, unless it's weed, I think weed's fine, hopefully. Yes, your voice might drop a couple octaves, but you're not going to sound like you're gargling gravel like I'm saying. They sound like that. And I don't get why they get chicken hands, why their hands. They turn their hands backwards. Do you notice that? They flick their hands backwards and flail them. They flail their hands and they flail their fingers into different directions like they're double jointed, okay? And it's like a chicken. And they like poke their head out back and forth like a chicken in the air. They move their arms around in flailing, meaningless. That's another thing I was going to tell you about, hand gestures. I saw that. I was annoyed this week because this lady was on the phone outside of Trader Joe's walking on her phone. And it wasn't that she was loud and on her phone or whatever, but she was hand gesturing. By herself walking, hand gesturing, big major arm and hand gestures. But it wasn't like tweaker-like. That's different. When I'm talking about tweaker hands, I don't like any hand gestures, but I especially don't like tweaker hands. Because it's fascinating, though. You go look up tweaker videos and you'll see. Look at their hands. They'll just stick it out. They'll just jut it one arm out randomly, flick their hand backwards, and then they'll spread their fingers out. Tell me I'm wrong. And it's just the weirdest chickeny thing. It's like, what are you doing? You don't feel that you're doing that. Sort of like how people like that do coke. Wait, I gotta sneeze. There's an annoying thing that cokeheads do as well. Tweakers are worse, okay? I can forgive a cokehead as long as they, you know, rarely do it. I hate cokeheads. You know what cokeheads do? This is how you tell someone's on coke. I just told you about how you can tell someone's a gosh darn tweaker, okay? They have a raspy throat voice. Okay, they're usually mad. Okay, and they do very strange stuff with their arms and hands. It's not cool. But cokeheads do this thing with their jaw where they just—I don't know why they can't feel that. Even when I tried and I dabbled with it in high school, even I knew I could control that. Like it's this it's when you. You know, like when you're at the dentist and like, or I don't know if you've had orthodontics and you've been to the orthodontist and you've had braces, but like they like tell you, okay, bite down so they can look at how your jaw's aligned. And they go, okay, now move your lower jaw side to side. Okay, that's what cokeheads do constantly. They'll be like moving their jaw in weird and doing weird crap with their mouth. Be doing all this weird stuff with their mouth and their jaw, okay? That's how you know. I swear, that's how you know. Like, if they're doing weird stuff with their mouth and jaw, clenching their jaw, clenching their teeth, that. So this has been the message about drugs to you all. Don't do drugs, okay? Just a little public service announcement for the radio show. You know, I don't do news. I might start to do news, but I'm not at this point doing news. So the news is, don't do drugs. Drugs are bad, okay? Okay? They are. So, yeah, I love Mr. Mackey. I named my cat after Mr. Mackey. Mr. Mackey from South Park, if you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm very sorry for you. But you guys have to see South Park, the new season. I think it's 27. What is the new season? 27? They have so many seasons for good reason. But the funniest one was it the third? I think it was the third episode of the season. I think it was the greatest South Park episode of all time. It will take me too long to look up and make sure it's the third episode. But I believe it's the third episode of this latest season. And I laughed so hard. I mean, the whole season's good. It just started, but the third show. I mean, we thought the first episode. We thought the first episode of the season was amazing. You go watch the third. Okay. Susan sent you. Take my advice. I have good advice. I'm doing pretty good. I have 20 minutes, no cussing. I'm doing better and better on this show. So, we've gone over tweakers. The hand gesture. I mean, aren't hand gestures when you're talking, or for when you're actually in a dialogue with someone, like face to face, to make your point, to get your point across and show passion and animation and enthusiasm? To do that, to me, this, it's the same thing. Like if you're hand gesturing while you're on the phone and no one can see you doing it, you're just doing it for yourself. That's so weird. That's like, to me, that's like moving your lips when you're reading silently. Like when you're supposed to read something and you're moving your lips. That's just, that's so weird. To me, it's the same thing as hand gestures. It's just a meaningless activity that is not supposed to be inserted there. It doesn't belong there. Why does it bother me? I don't know. Lots of stuff bothers me. But I do my best to roll with it. Another problem I've been having is I'm having car problems. Why? Because I'm not making the big bucks to get all my car repairs. And I just spent $3,500 on a brand new transmission. And now the engine light's on again for some leak and some cylinder or something like that. I don't know. What am I, a car guy? No, not even close. So now I gotta have another car repair. So what am I doing? Taking public transportation to where I gotta go, because my car runs. I just don't want it to break down while I'm out there. It's my biggest fear. It's not my biggest fear, but it's a huge annoyance and problem. If that happens, my car breaks down. So I've been taking planes, trains, and automobiles, buses, everything. Caltrain. We have Caltrain. We have light rail, BART, bus, and my scooter. Thank God for my scooter. I love my scooter. You know, you can do Uber Eats with a scooter or a bicycle. They even have a walking option. Who would on their... I would hope that if I'm ordering something off Uber Eats or DoorDash, that I know if they're in a car or on a bicycle or walking, because I don't want somebody walking my food. My food will be ice cold by the time they walk it to my house. What are we talking about here? I couldn't believe that was an option when I downloaded the app. Again, I told you. I'm trying odd jobs. Now, I'm not saying I tried it yet. I didn't try that one yet. I didn't try to deliver food yet. I don't really want to. I don't want to get it wrong or get lost or get, like, rated poorly because some restaurant made a mistake and now I'm going to get blamed because I'm just the messenger. I'll get so mad. I don't know if I've talked about this on the show before, but because I've been flirting with the idea of just because I love riding my scooter. Why not use my scooter to make money doing deliveries? Why don't I do that? Well, I'll tell you why, because I don't want to badly enough. It's very hard to come from tech and do a normal job that people do every day. Hundreds of thousands of people, millions. I got so spoiled in tech, but you know what else I got working in tech? Panic attacks. Major anxiety. Now, it could be because of managers and just situations and teams. Because, you know, I've been doing this so many years that it was... Why was it fine for so many years and now it's not fine? How come it became not fine? I don't know. I have to think about that. Because the work is fine for me. It's usually the people and the politics that are just a real bummer. But I do miss the free meals. I miss all the perks. All the money. Oh, all that money and shopping. And then I became addicted to shopping. Which leads me to my next subject, which is my hoarding of my stuff in a storage unit. And I went there today with the goal. Okay, so I have been good. I've been selling things. And you know how hard that is? And giving things away, donating. And it's been feeling good to give people stuff. Like, it makes me feel good just to hand people stuff when they come over. But it also feels bad that I lost my money. I wasted money that I could have now instead of working at farms. But I like my little farm job. I'm going to be all over the place with topics before I get into the article. We haven't talked in a couple weeks. And it's very hard. It's been hard for me to do the show because I've been busy. I was in a contest and I lost. I got a yawn. I lost. I did not win. When you don't win, you lose. there's a song. I don't know if you guys remember this great song from the 80s. I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough. Here we are back where we started from. Good thing I didn't sing in the contest. My voice is raspy like a tweaker. And I'm so tired. I had such a long day at storage. So listen to this. Guess how long it takes to get from Half Moon Bay to San Jose? Guess. Go ahead. Guess how many modes of transportation and how many hours? Guess. Did you give up? It takes, well, it depends, but it's almost 3 hours. Like, it's like 2 hours and 40 minutes. Can you believe that? First, I take a bus. No. Too simple. First, I ride my scooter. It's only about 5 minutes away, the bus stop. I ride 5 minutes because I don't want to walk. Walking's boring. Again, back to the exercise topic. Boring. We're going to get into an article to figure out how to make it not boring. But my scooter is fun, and I rode my scooter to the bus stop. I got on the bus, and I take a very windy road. Highway 92 from Half Moon Bay. It's very windy, reminiscent of Highway 17. But on a smaller scale, I guess. So, and I get car sick in the bus. I get motion sickness, and that's very annoying too. But I've been getting more used to riding a bus and not getting annoyed with everybody on the bus so much. I'm getting more, I'm teaching myself to check out. I put on my, I had a burp. I put on my, my earbuds, pods. Ear pods, is that what they're called? When you're old, you don't know if it's earbuds or pods. There's so many names. So I put those in. And I'll just listen. I don't know what I do. I listen to music or whatever. And I check out, I watch TikToks. There's Wi-Fi on the bus. So I take the bus, and I'm getting motion sickness on this curvy road. So you have to watch. I have to look out the windows and not look at my phone. I start to look at my phone and I start to get sick. I know this is really exciting, but you're going to hear about my journey. Then I get off the bus and I ride my scooter a quarter mile to Caltrain. Hillsdale Caltrain. I get on the train and I go to San Jose near SAP Center where the Sharks play. The Diridon Station. I get out of the Diridon Station and get on my scooter. And I scooter over to the buses, which are pretty much right there at the train station. And I get on the bus 500 to Barry S. Abart. And I take this long bus ride, another bus ride, okay, all the way to Barry S. Abart. I get off of Barry S. Abart. I get on my scooter and I go a quarter mile to the public storage near Barry S. Abart. Now, why don't I have a storage in Half Moon Bay where I live? I'll tell you why. Because I have a 10-foot by 20-foot storage. I pay $5.18 a month. Can you believe that? It went up. It started at $3.20. It went to $5.18, And because they get you, that's how they get you. Because they know you're not going to part with your belongings that easily. What a racket. So that's what I throw away every month, just to hold what? There's boxes of memories. There's tons of sports equipment. Tons of clothes. Linens. Oh my God, I don't even know. It's so much. Weed growing equipment. Like I said, I have kayaks. I'm embarrassed to tell you how many kayaks I have. I have more than I thought. Because I went there today. Because I sold my stand-up paddle board to somebody. So I had to make this journey. So that's just one way. And I have to go both ways. Because, you know, I got to get back home. So I just do the whole thing going back home. 2 hours and 40 minutes to get back home. So guess what my stupid butt did yesterday? I do this whole journey. I go to the storage to sell a stand-up paddleboard, but that's not all. I went to go get my check from Caravan from hosting the comedy show. And I also went, which is close by, to Caltrain. And then I also, I wanted to organize and, you know, get more stuff ready for sale. And it was so hot in there and dark. It's not well lit. I had a headlamp. You know, this is too much information. I'm just giving you the whole story of my day. So I sell the thing. I meet the guy, I sell the thing, the stand-up paddleboard. He's going camping, he's all excited. And it was like, I never even used it. It was all in the package and all this stuff. But for some reason, so I had him like inspect it and say, take it out of the package, make sure everything's there, all that. He takes it out of the package and it's missing like its main, the main fin. It's got three fins on a stand-up paddleboard. It's got two on the sides and one big one on the middle. You know, like balls and a peen. And the peen was missing from the board. So the guy, like I knocked off $20 and he bought one online and he doesn't even know if it's the right size. So hopefully that doesn't ruin his son's experience tomorrow on the camping trip. And it's really bothering me so much to the point I gave them like extra stuff. I gave them like a basketball, a fire extinguisher, like something else, like a thing that you put next to your door that holds all your keys. It was really nice. And I was just like, I felt so bad. So then what I realized later was I forgot to give him the leash that goes with it and this backpack and this pump hose. Like, seriously important accessories. Like, you need that hose to pump the thing up. I gave him the pump without the right hose. Because the bag was open and stuff fell out. Because I told, because there's so much stuff in my storage. I'm just highly disorganized. It's just a problem. Oh my God, I annoy myself. That's the biggest problem. I wish I could just... I try every day just to be a better me and better than I was yesterday. And sometimes I'm not as good as I was yesterday. Oh, man. Some days I'm just like, yeah, I'm better than yesterday. I'm better than yesterday. And then some days I'm like, I regress like 3 days. Oh, my God. So I forgot all this stuff, and he texts me. He's like, hey, on the description, it says it has this, it has that, it has this. And I'm like, oh my God, he's right. He's right. I've got to go back and I got to look for this stuff. Because, you know, it was more than just the fin. It was this the leash and the bag and the stupid pump hose. So that meant, you know what that meant? I had to come back. I had to do the trip again today. I had to do that whole 6 hours of traveling, and that's for no money, because I you know, and I could have ghosted him, but I'm not that type of person. He even thanked me. He's like, you could have ghosted me. I'm like, no, I would never. No way. I don't operate that way. And I thought he was a cool dude, because, you know, he bought it with the missing fin, and he knew he was gonna have to replace that fin. He says, if you find it, I'll give you your $20 back. Boy, am I getting caught up in the minutiae, but I'm just so tired. So that pretty much was my whole day today and yesterday. Just selling one thing for like, what was it? I sold it cheap too for like $120. I paid more for it. And I charged $140 and I took $20 off. So that was like 2 days gone just for that money. Oh my God. So dumb. So I got to go back to tech, and I have a recruiter hit me up today for a job. I don't know if I'm quite qualified for this one, but I'm going to try. And I'm going to do it. But I also got this other job. No, but it's... Okay. So this job... is super weird. I told you I'm doing side jobs. This job is it's a shuttle driver. I'd be a shuttle driver for 9 high school girls at a Catholic school in a Catholic school. I won't tell you where it is. You don't need to know where it is and call them and say, don't hire this crazy lady. But I'd be good at it because I have a spotless driving record. Well, I want to say spotless, but maybe 7 years ago there was something. There was a blip on the radar, okay, 7 years ago. So I just did this whole criminal background check with fingerprints and all this to do the shuttle job for these. It's like 9 freshmen at this Catholic high school and driving them home after school. So it's like just a few hours a day. In the afternoon, it's like it's perfect. You could sleep in and you just go to work. You don't go to work till 2:30, 2:30 to 5:30. So this is sort of an interim job. You know, these are just part-time jobs just to pay the bills with them. And they don't, it's very hard to pay my bills with jobs like this. But this, I'm kind of having fun for the first time in a long time working. Like, doing that farm work, like, I'm packing produce and stuff, like, on this assembly line, but I'm right across the street from the ocean, and the fog rolls in when I'm there, because it's at night, and, you know, so you work in this, the team is really cool, they play really good music, like, this reggae music and different kind of music, they kind of change it up, and it's just, like, easy, and you don't have to think, and you don't have to stress. But it's backbreaking. It's hard work. Boy, it makes you learn how to appreciate the value of a dollar. And then they give you a huge box of produce, of organic produce when you're done. I don't know. I just like it. And it's just one day a week. So I like farming. I like the farm work. I do. I like it. I just like being outside, you know. A little hard work never hurt anybody, never killed anybody. So that's what I'm doing, and I'm feeling like it's fun. So the shuttle driver thing. So the background check is in progress right now. They might see something from 7 years ago that I did on the road, and that could make it so that I don't get the job, because it's a driving. You're driving kids. You can't have anything probably in your whole life, you know, I would imagine, but you know, in my opinion, 7 years is a long time. So, you know, if I had some, we don't need to know what it was, but it's, you know, just say that I like to drive fast, but not anymore now that I'm old. Well, I've slowed down. Why? Because my mind is slower, so I drive slower. I'm just not thinking about it anymore. I'm thinking about the road, obviously, but I'm not thinking about getting there so quickly. Where am I going? I don't know where I am. So I'll let you know. And, you know, also, I think it would be, you know, I would feel good about helping these kids get home safely. And I am a good driver. I have a great record. Except for the one thing. So I might not get the job because of that. I think I'm going to find out like tomorrow or the next day. Because I took the... I went and got fingerprinted. I think, when was it? Last Wednesday? I think it was Thursday. Last Thursday. And they said it was going to take about a week. And that's coming up. And if I don't get the job because I had that incident 7 years ago. Oh, man. Who's perfect in this world? Are you? If so, good on you, but I'm not. I'm not perfect, but I've had pretty good driving records since then. Nothing. Nothing. I don't speed. I'm definitely a little over the speed limit, but I'm not going too slow. Do you know that driving too slow causes more accidents than driving too fast? Maybe I'm wrong. I thought I read that recently. So shuttle driver, if I do the shuttle driver, I'm going to try it out, but honestly, I'm a little worried I might get annoyed in that job. My sister told me that there's no way I can do it because she thinks that I'm going to be annoyed by the girls. And they told me when I got... So they basically gave me the job. It's just pending the background check. It's just on me and my past to see if I made it. But they're hiring. They want to hire me. So it's the only thing that would screw it up is if my driving record isn't pristine enough for them. Okay. But they told me when I got the job, they go, well, you know, are you okay with loud noises and rude noises sometimes? Like rude. I'm thinking like, what are they gonna do? What rude noise? Like, I would probably laugh. I like rude humor. Like, what are they gonna do? Fart? Like, what is the rude noise? So they were saying loud and rude noises. You got to be used to that. And I'm like, well, I've been a comedian for many years, so I think I can handle loud noises and rude noises. In fact, I mean, didn't tell them this, obviously. I'm in a job interview, but, you know, I think I've been known to make some loud and rude noises. So I just think it would be fun and funny. And can you imagine? Can you imagine the comedy material I will get from that job? If I pass the criminal background check, which we just don't know yet, do we? You know? I'm not a perfect person. I can't believe I've been talking 40 minutes. I can talk. Brennan, did you fart? Did you make a rude noise near me? Because I smell it. I do. So yeah, lots going on. Okay, I suppose I could read an article now for you about exercise. And by the way, if you're not exercising, join the club. No, it's so hard. The exercise I'm getting lately is just like cleaning and organizing my crap. I make a mess wherever I go. I'm like a pig pen. I just like, I'm good at like starting something and not finishing it. Like, I'm good at like cooking without, like, I don't clean during it. I do it after, but I don't clean as I go. Okay. Like I should. So it's like stuff like that, that I need to improve on. And then I make this big mess and then I have this huge amount of work to do. But the good thing is that's sort of where I get my exercise. Cause I like have to cram, like I have to do it like a lot of it all at once. And there's scheduled times I go and do that. I do that in the morning, for instance. And I do it like one day on the weekend, I'll do a big clean. But every day in the morning when I wake up, after I have my coffee, I do a tidy, I do a do cleaning. And that's sort of how I get my exercise. And also, I will go down to the beach and I will walk on the beach, but I don't do that enough. I like to go to the beach, but it's boring. Exercise is boring. So we have a little time. I'm going to read an article to motivate us to get back into it because we have to. We have to. I'm telling you. It sucks, but we have to do it. We have to find a way and force a way. No pain, no gain. Pain equals progress. And if we don't make progress, what are we going to do? We're going to regress and get worse and worse and worse and go backwards. Right, Brennan? He's so cute. He's rolled on his back. Yes. But I want you to stay fat. You don't need to exercise at all. I like you being fat. Okay, let's find my article. I had it. Okay. All right. Wait, have I covered all the things that annoyed me? Yes, my tweaker neighbors. My stupid storage and how I'm on public transportation, how I'm doing weird, odd jobs. But I'm actually having fun having the jobs. It's stupid people that hand gesture when they're on the phone. That is so weird to me. Here's the article I picked. It's called How I Learned to Love Exercise. Yes, really. A fitness phobe discovers the secret science of workout happiness. Can you imagine workout happiness? You know what, actually, guys? There was a point last year, was it last year? I was training a lot. I was in, you know, sometimes you can get on a kick, and I lost a lot of weight, and I was such good shape. I was cut. I had not, I mean, I didn't have like abs like a dude has abs. There's no six pack, but I did have that line, those lines down the side of my abs. Like, it was strong. And I looked so sexy in a bathing suit. I had some really exotic bathing suits in Vegas when I had that body, but now the body's gone. And now I look like the Pillsbury Doughboy. I look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, honestly, when I look in the mirror. It's hideous. I'm fat. I'm chubby and fat. I mean, I'm not really. But compared to old me, yes. Although I've been much fatter than I am now. But I'm so tired of this up and down stuff. Why can't I just stay fit? But what I'm trying to get at is when I was fit, like really fit, I did like it. I would feel endorphins after I work out. Now when I work out, I don't feel endorphins. Maybe I'm not working out hard enough. Okay, here's the article, guys. And then we're going to wrap up the show. And by the way, thanks for joining me. I'm here most weeks at 11 p.m. on Tuesday. The show's annoyed. I'm annoyed with exercise, you guys. All right, here we go. Exercise has always been a necessary evil for me. Actually, for a while, it felt like an unnecessary evil. One to be avoided at all costs. I perfected the list of excuses that would get me out of gym class, periods and ear infections. I read that wrong. Periods and ear infections work, for the record. By the way, this article is by Helen Kay. I always like to credit the article. So far in the first few sentences, she seems to be a good writer. Here we go. Then I went to college, gained the freshman 15, okay, 20. And that was it. I had to exercise no matter how much I hated it. In the decades since graduation, I've joined gyms, taken Pilates, boxing, and yoga classes, lifted weights, hiked up mountains, and run half marathons. But the habit has just never stuck. I'd fall off the exercise wagon for weeks, even months at a time, citing work, travel, illness, or any other excuse I could think of. And then one day, as I lazed on the couch while my husband trotted out the door, looking downright gleeful at the prospect of a good sweaty run, I realized I didn't just hate working out. I was also jealous of anybody who seemed to enjoy it. From my husband, a runner and rock climbing junkie, to every personal trainer I'd ever hired, to every workout host whose DVD I'd turned off halfway through. That would be all of them, because I just couldn't take their chipper attitude any longer. I wanted to think of my workouts as fun. I just had no idea how to make that happen. So I called Michelle Sagar, PhD, a motivation psychologist at the University of Michigan and associate director of the Sport Health and Activity Research and Policy Center for Women and Girls. Sagar, who has been studying what motivates women to exercise for more than a decade, told me something that upended my thoughts about it. Many women hate to work out because we've been taught to do it for the wrong reasons. According to research by Sagar and others, most of us exercise because we want to lose weight. But we give up when the pounds fail to come off quickly enough. In fact, according to one of Sagar's studies, women who cite weight loss as their primary motivation for exercise actually exercise less than those who cite other reasons. Ooh. That's interesting, isn't it? Did you know that? Given how many women want to be thin, 45% of women are on a diet on any given day, and 83% of college-age women are on a diet, regardless of how skinny they are. I was surprised, but as Sagar explained, the problem is that this negative message frames exercise as something we should force our bodies to do, whether we like it or not. To meet an impossible standard. its fitness as the modern corset. And lest I thought health the motivator I like to cite, since it sounds less shallow, could spur me to the gym, Cigar pointed me back to her own research. Health is too vague and long-term, she explained. You aren't worrying about having a heart attack at 60 when you make the decision to sleep through your morning run today. Indeed, according to the Centers for Disease Control, only 48% of American adults are getting enough exercise to make a dent in their overall health. Oh my God. Now, I really couldn't imagine what might get me to exercise, so I signed up for Cigar's Essential Steps coaching program, which is designed to help you figure out your personal motivations and what working out or being active, as Cigar prefers to call it, should actually look like for you. The program combines homework, reading, and questionnaires that you fill out on your own time with 6 week hour-long phone sessions, 6 weekly hour-long phone sessions. But before we explored what meaning I had attached to exercise over the course of my life, boring, hard, no pain, no gain, not something I'm good at, but I have to do anyway, were some of the phrases I jotted down. Cigar first made me promise that I'd cease all weight loss efforts while we worked together. Weight loss isn't your goal right now, she said. Actually, we should just look at why you think exercise has to be all about weight loss in the first place. I explained to Cigar that I'd been a skinny girl up until college, the girl who didn't gain a pound despite eating foot-long Subway sandwiches every day after school and avoiding any activity that might make me sweat. So you lost your free pass, she replied, and then you decided that working out was your punishment for not being skinny anymore? Oh, right. Thinking about how I'd come to view exercise as punishment made me reassess the year I ran 2 half marathons, which I had previously remembered fondly as that time in my 20s when I was briefly high school size again. Yes, I lost 20 pounds in the process, and yes, I felt proud on both race days, even the first one when I'd eaten a bad salmon the night before and proceeded to throw up spectacularly all over the finish line. But even 20 pounds lighter, I was more preoccupied with my weight that year than any other. Constantly estimating how many calories a long run had burned and when that would result in another pound lost. I grimaced through every run, berating myself for not going faster or farther. When I weighed myself after my second half marathon, I was so appalled that I'd gained 2 pounds that I couldn't enjoy my accomplishment. I gotta check on the time. Okay, I got a couple minutes, looks like. At our next session, Cigar and I talked about how, despite obsessive thoughts, stress fractures, and an exercise-induced asthma, I still insisted on running. It's the gold standard of exercise, I offered. I love yoga, but it doesn't really count. Shouldn't I be doing cardio? Huh, Brennan? Okay, this is too long. There's too many more paragraphs. I'm scrolling. I started reading this too late. It's too bad. Let me try to skim and get some points out of it. But according to Cigar, another exercise, yoga is cardio since it moves major muscle groups and increases your heart rate. Of course, there are degrees of intensity. To get the maximum health benefit from your workouts, to lose weight or stave off long-term problems such as heart disease and type 2 diabetes, most exercise physiologists say you need regular cardio in the sense of sweaty, heart-thumping workouts such as running or cycling. The official recommendation for adults from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is 2.5 hours of moderate intensity, defined as being able to talk but not sing. Aerobic, good, because we don't want to hear you singing in the gym, please. Aerobic activity per week. 2.5 hours, okay, guys? You'll get additional health benefits, they note, if you can increase that to 5 hours. Ugh. And some research does suggest that harder may be better. And that's true. Just ask your mom. Over 10 years, people who reported irregular brisk walking or jogging also saw their risk for metabolic syndrome, a combination of symptoms that increases your chance of heart disease and diabetes, cut in half. While people who walked slowly, even up to an hour per day, experienced no such benefit. According to are you telling me you work an hour a day, you're not going to get the benefit? Well, that's disheartening. Other studies, however, show solid improvements from a more moderate approach to exercise. Okay, we're going to have to finish this article next week. Sorry, guys. But yes, we can. I think any exercise is good. Can we just agree on that? The trick is, how do we make it fun? So we'll continue on the topic next week. Thank you for joining me. My name is Susan Maletta, and this has been Annoyed every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. right here on Pirate Cat Radio, KPCR.
You're listening to Pirate Cat Radio, KPCR 92.9 FM in Los Gatos, KMRT 101.9 FM in Santa Cruz, and KVBE 91.1 FM in Portland.